News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm Joe, and Gracie, also here with me. Gracie, how are you?
Doing well. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you as well. Anything exciting going down over the weekend in your world?
I don't think so. Pretty bland, but like good, relaxing, nothing crazy.
That's good. Plenty of football being watched at the home, or no, not really.
Not enough. Not for your liking.
Yeah, not for my liking. Yeah, that's the key word there. Well, look, it is September 11th, and I think it is important that we do this, that we just take time to reflect and remember the tragic day. Hard to believe, 22 years ago. And I remember having a conversation with our midday news anchor, Steve, and, you know, he's older, I think in his 70s, and I think this was D-Day, June 6th, that we were talking about this, that, you know, as time goes on, we see less and less of people just, you know, coming to memory, you know, and I think there's always going to be events on September 11th, just like there are for June 6th. But, you know, the older and older we get, and there's more and more younger people, you know, as we grow up, and it just, you know, kind of loses that front of mind awareness that we as a society have had over the last 22 years. And I even kind of think, you know, now we've gotten to the point in the United States societally is that, you know, yes, there are commemorations every year, specifically Ground Zero, the Pentagon in Pennsylvania, the president in Alaska today. But the kind of major remembrances, I think, are not going to be happening every year, at least in terms of a general population. More so, you know, kind of like on those every 5 years or, you know, when we get to 25, when we get to 30, 50, so forth and so on. So I really just kind of want to open it up to you, the listener today, and feel free to text it in, 850-437-1620. Anything you want to share about your personal experience on September 11, 2001? Where were you? What sort of things stand out to you that you will that you remember, that you will never forget on that day? We'll you know, relay those throughout the afternoon here as we receive those, 850-437-1620. For me, it was a freshman in high school. And I was in Mr. Hoyd's Algebra 1 class. And to be honest with you, it was something that we all really didn't take seriously at first, because the public address announcement that came over in the school was so incredibly vague. Our principal came on and was just talking about, hey, you know, we just wanted to let you know that there's a situation in New York. We don't really know much, but we just want you to know that there's some... So vague that we were like, okay, thanks for that, you know, and kind of just, you know, made fun of it for a little bit because we were just like, okay, well, whatever. And then after the class, I go down to corral in our first lunch hour, and then the TVs are on and I see what's happening. The thing that strikes me, the thing that I will never forget is walking home from school afterwards, because... You know, all activities were canceled. I played on the freshman football team. So, you know, practices were canceled. Games were canceled. No flights in the sky. And I just remember walking home thinking to myself, man, is it quiet out. It is quiet. There's no planes, you know, car traffic. There was just nothing. And just walking home. And, of course, you know, you walk into the house and you go straight to the television and you just keep watching. I remember we watched the NBC broadcast, Tom Brokaw, who was, you know, of course, usually in a studio, but he did the entire newscast outside, you know, kind of in the forefront of Ground Zero, and obviously the smoke still billowing out there. But those are some of my most vivid memories of September 11th of 2001. Again, I'd like to hear yours if you have anything you wanted to share just about your recollection, your memories 850-437-1620. We'll get those throughout the show this afternoon. 4:15, we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather here before we get into our top three stories and our local headlines.
Well, our major highways are looking good. I-10 to I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90, we do have an accident in Pace. That's going to be in the eastbound direction right off of Jernigan Road. Expect some pretty heavy slowdowns backing up almost to almost to Woodbine Road past Chemukla Highway. So that is, again, eastbound on Highway 90 through Pace. Some heavy slowdowns due to an accident. We have typical afternoon slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach, getting into Navarre on 98. If you see anything else on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This afternoon, we do have 20% chance of rain with a low of 75 tonight. It is 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 92. This traffic and weather report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at our top three stories today. So, of course, starting with those ceremonies here, President Biden in Alaska attending a 9/11 ceremony this morning. Services held at Ground Zero, the Pentagon Memorial, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to remember Flight United 93.
Joseph Ryan Allen.
Richard Dennis Allen.
Richard L. Allen.
And just a snippet there of family members reciting the names there in New York City today. In Morocco, over 2,800 people confirmed dead. The death toll continuing to rise after an earthquake over the weekend, and thousands injured as the quake was the strongest to hit the nation in more than a century.
A lot of donations flooding in from the residents here, food, water for the families. Now, the situation in the Atlas Mountains is a lot more complicated. We heard that 300,000 people were affected, according to the UN.
And finally, the FDA approving updated COVID-19 boosters from Pfizer and Moderna. That updated shots target Omicron subvariants circulating throughout the U.S. A CDC advisory committee is meeting this week to review the safety and effectiveness of the jabs and a vote on who should get the booster. Those are our top three stories today. Looking at some local headlines, update here in the city of Milton, actually this morning, believe it or not. Our good friend Scott Collins apparently is, he was in, then he was out, then he was in, then he was out again. And guess what? He's back in. Yes. Sending an email to the city, our distinguished city attorney, Alex Andrade. Also, the mayor, Heather Lindsay, was on it, some council members. And, Collins is, saying, hey, I'm still interested. But he's making demands. Says, hey, these are my terms. I have sent you a contract proposal, and I will only be dealing with the city attorney, and I will not be speaking with any members of the public. I've seen some social media chatter that, you know, this is, it's like, hey, who's saying who gave him authority to demand this, and who gave him authority to set the terms here. Well, nobody did. But he is clearly operating out of a position of strength, in that we have had no update on the, quote, search for a city manager. Since he resigned, it's all been just internal infighting and drama. And they are no closer now than they were back when this all happened a couple of months ago to finding a city manager. So he has gotten wind of this, either in terms of him watching the videos and seeing what's been happening at city manager meetings, or he's still communicating by appearances with city attorney Alex Andrade. And what's interesting is that Scott Collins, both times he submitted email saying that he was going to resign, they both, he specified some things that he wasn't necessarily liking about the process, yes, but it more so had to do with, hey, my family, like I don't want to bring my family into this. And well, it's not about the money. I've sufficient, and I've, you know, I can retire if I wanted to. It's not about the money. It's a great opportunity, but it's not about the money. Maybe it is. Maybe it's no. I've also heard that he actually does have family in the Orange Beach area, so maybe he was looking to come here regardless. But the last we heard of Scott Collins before today was that, hey, you know what? Not only am I not interested in the City of Milton job anymore, I am retiring for good, and I'm not coming back. So now a change of heart. The timing of this is peculiar because tomorrow the Milton City Council is holding a meeting where they were set to discuss going with like a search committee, if you will, to you know, kind of just put it out there for the job. I think Scott Collins is kind of banking on the fact that, hey, they deep down they still want me.
Yeah.
They don't have to spend the time to go through another search, and you know, just like, well, I'd just take the chance and see what happens. So the city council will discuss this tomorrow and see if they want to come running back to him and saying, yeah, you know, we screwed up. It's our bad. And we'd love for you to be the city manager.
And we'll try to behave.
Yeah. Well, that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
So 423 here, News Radio 92.3. A couple texts here. One, I was cutting my mother's grass. My father passed away on September 9th. I just got in from overseas at 10 p.m. Other texter says, I was stationed in Bahrain. It was reported for us by the BBC. I was hand-washing dishes and not fully paying attention to the TV in the background. Then they reported the second plane and the room became so cold. Gives me goosebumps to think about it. Then the phone call telling me how and when to report back to the base, how to travel without identifying as U.S. military. It took a while to get back to my home base in D.C., also frenetic with security. Found my neighbor, who was a rescue firefighter, was missing post-attack. Again, taking your text here, of course, September 11th. So just your recollections, your memories on that fateful day now 22 years ago. 424, quick break. We're back here with some state headlines, more traffic and weather. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hope you're having a fabulous Monday start to your week. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to more of our headlines. We're looking pretty good on the roads. Really, the only trouble spot is going to be Highway 90 and Pace in the eastbound direction. That's going to be due to an accident off of Jurgen Road backing up to Woodbine Road and Pace. Again, Highway 90 eastbound. If you give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111, when you see any details, that'd be greatly appreciated. Coming up this week, we're going to see a lot of rain most likely tomorrow. 50% chance of rain for Tuesday, 20% chance of rain for tonight with a low of 75. It's 89 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, thanks so much. Taking a look at some state headlines here. We start with actually today another day here of 25th Florida Missing Children's Day. It was on this day in 1995. 9-year-old Jimmy Rice was abducted as he got off his school bus, and he was found dead 3 months later. So canine officers, their bloodhounds, and families of missing children marking this day today.
We honor the families who lost their children, families who do not know what happened to their children, as well as families who sadly buried their child.
And the organization named in Jimmy Rice's honor has donated nearly 700 bloodhounds to law enforcement agencies in their operation.
Also, gas prices are lowered today across Florida. So AAA reports the statewide average for a gallon of regular is $3.60. That's 8 cents lower than a week ago and 25 cents lower than mid-August.
Gas prices lower across Florida. Did you just read that one?
Yeah, sorry.
My bad. Pretty much all the East Coast can expect to see life-threatening surf and rip currents this week due to Hurricane Lee. The National Hurricane Center says that it is moving northwestward and will eventually turn northward and essentially follow a straight line parallel to the East Coast. Here's Dr. Michael Brennan.
What we're very confident in is that there's going to be a tremendous amount of high waves and dangerous marine conditions that will translate to dangerous conditions at the beaches along much of the U.S. East Coast, high surf, rip currents.
And Brennan says that this will continue throughout the week. So East Coast of Florida right now and continuing to move northward.
Also, the state of Florida is confirming another death related to Hurricane Idalia. So today there was a fourth death confirmed that was out of Pasco County. So three other deaths have been previously confirmed in Brevard, Dixie, and Alachua counties.
Yeah, 429 here, News Radio 92.3. Again, just continuing to remember 9/11. You can send in your texts with your thoughts, memories. One other thing, this wasn't on 9/11, but it's tied to it for sure for me too, as you know, a memory that will always stand out, and I remember like it was yesterday. So the World Series that year, 2001, was between the Yankees and the Arizona Diamondbacks, and Game 1 and 2 were played out in Arizona. For Game 3, which was in September of 2001, they had President Bush throw out the first pitch.
For tonight's ceremonial first pitch, and please welcome the President of the United States.
And I know a lot of people will talk about just how unifying that time was in the aftermath. And really, you know, I think for a lot of people, the last time that we feel that the country was really together. The greatest first pitch ever, right down the middle, good heat on it, and super emotional for anybody who was watching that.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Instacart today kicked off its highly anticipated IPO, revealing the price it hopes to fetch for its stock. The grocery delivery company said in a regulatory filing it's aiming to sell 22 million shares in a price range of $26 to $28, raising as much as $616 million in the process. That would value Instacart somewhere between $8.6 and $9.3 billion. It expects to list shares and begin trading on the NASDAQ next week. In a bit of a surprise, surprise, Qualcomm has inked a new deal to continue supplying Apple with 5G communications chips for smartphone launches until at least 2026. Word of the new three-year agreement is a sign that the iPhone maker is not rushing out its own modem, despite moving all of its computers to processing chips of its own design. In response to the announcement, shares of Qualcomm jumped nearly 4% today. Stocks finished higher overall, the tech-heavy NASDAQ leaping 156 points, or 1.1%. The Dow Industrials rose 87. That's your money now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Sean Payton lost his debut as Broncos head coach, and the biggest takeaway for me was that ego got in the way. Payton called for an onside kick to start the game, a clear throwback to his momentum-swinging call during Super Bowl 44. This time, the trick play was unsuccessful for Denver, but the message is clear. Payton wanted a look-at-me moment, putting himself above the team, and it backfired big time. I'm Maggie Gray.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR TV News.
Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard?
437, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Keep those texts coming in, 850-437-1620, just taking your thoughts and your memories of September 11, 2001 here. We're doing that throughout the show today. Gracie has an update on the roads and our first warning weather forecast.
The major issues right now is going to be Highway 90 throughout Pace. It's in the eastbound direction. There is an accident. At first, it was just blocking the left lane, but just got it off the phone, off the traffic line, letting us know that now both lanes are blocked while they are trying to get the car out of the road on the tow truck. So just keep that in mind that it's going to be a long while before if you are just getting into this traffic, getting off the bridge, passing Woodbine Road, that before it gets completely cleared up and you're out of traffic. So just keep that in mind. That's Highway 90. Basically, all throughout Pace is going to be slow moving this afternoon. Other than that, our roads are looking pretty good with I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, and even 98 looking good throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. But if you see something else or have details, of course, call into the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have a 20% chance of rain for this afternoon and evening, but right now we're looking pretty good with nothing to worry about. We do have a low of 75 tonight. It's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 92. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, a couple texts coming in here. One here worked at Dulles Airport, near Dulles Airport, as a tech at a dealership. So people started receiving texts from family at home watching the news. After morning meeting, we went to the big screen just in time to see the second tower hit. Soon all the radios turned to local news. It echoed throughout the huge, normally noisy shop. Soon, buses arrived from the airport loaded with stranded passengers with no way to fly home, no hotels to stay in. So they actually came to buy cars so they could drive home. At our location, in a period of about a week, we sold about 4,000 cars. Employees were shuttling in new cars from our other 9 area locations to the Dulles store there. And what sticks in my mind was just hearing the military jets landing, fueling, and relaunching nearly vertical, seeing the afterburners in the night sky. Also, summer before 9/11, just graduated from University of Florida, moved to Connecticut. First time away from family, I was at work when we started hearing about the attacks, knowing that both of my roommates were working in New York. One was in the second tower. I went home to an empty house just waiting to see if I would hear from either of my roommates. Stayed on phone with my parents for most of the time, wondering if I would be able to make it home if I needed to. Both of my roommates were safe, but they both lost several friends and coworkers. I was terrified at the time, and I believe that is a fear that most Americans do not fully understand. That is for sure. 440 here, News Radio 92.3, taking a look at what's going on around the nation today. So Gracie and I both on Friday predicted that Danilo Cavalcante would be in custody, but no, he is still on the loose. And apparently now he is kind of taking a page out of the playbook from if you've ever seen the movie Shooter, where, you know, he's on the run and, you know, he is trying to find people that he knows or whatever. So he showed up at the home of a person he worked with years ago, and they had one of those, you know, ring cameras or whatever. So police got a good look at what he looks like, which is not anything at all like he looks like in prison. So he shaved and, you know, switched out the clothes or whatever. So still on the loose now, over a week after he was he escaped from prison.
So surprising and so bizarre. Yeah. Coming out of New York City, New York City's mayor is telling department heads that they may need to cut up to 15% of their budgets to deal with the migrant crisis.
We got a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in this city is going to be impacted.
So Mayor Eric Adams called for cuts on Saturday. Since last April, more than 110,000 migrants have arrived in New York City.
Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting development to watch here over the next days and weeks, because you're talking about making 15% budget cuts across the board. I mean, I would think that this is going to involve at least some jobs.
Yes.
So, you know, New York's going to have a situation where employees are being laid off, and the reason they're being laid off is because, well, we have to have money to support migrants. I'm not sure how that's going to play. Well, I know how that's going to play out. And so it'll be interesting to see the discourse in New York here over the next few weeks when it comes to illegal immigration, because, you know, you're talking about affecting people's pay here and services that are going towards city residents, and that's being taken away now. That's big. Also, Wednesday afternoon, there's going to be a hearing to determine whether cameras will be allowed in the case of Brian Koberger, of course, the man suspected of killing four University of Idaho students. His attorneys say that cameras could affect the outcome of the trial, and also prosecutors are concerned that sensitive testimony that's broadcast could affect witnesses. I think it's interesting that both prosecution and defense want cameras out. And then obviously the media is wanting access to that. So we'll see what happens there on Wednesday. Again, text line is open, 850-437-1620, taking your comments just on what you remember, what memories stick out on September 11, 2001. Texter says, I was in fifth grade at Oakcrest Elementary. My class was at PE, but when we came in, our teacher was crying. The TV cart was rolled in, and we watch news coverage all day. Yeah, if you're around, you know, school age, of course, myself included, a lot of that, you know, with classes kind of being put off and just watching TV until it was time to go home. 4:43 now, News Radio 92.3. Quick look at what's happening in the world of sports. So the New York Jets, of course, the debut for Aaron Rodgers tonight against the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football. Gracie, what do you think of that one?
I didn't watch it, but...
Well, I know you didn't watch it. It's tonight.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. What do you think? Like, give me a prognostication. We were so close to Thursday, so let's redeem ourselves here. What do you think? I have no idea.
I don't know
either. I think this is a coin flip for me. I know the Bills are favored by a couple points, but there's just something about playing in New York on 9/11, Aaron Rodgers' debut.
Yeah.
Didn't work so well for the Giants last night. They got stomped by the Cowboys, but
I'm kind of going to say the Bills just because I feel like the Jets are annoying.
All right.
But I'll just say that.
All right.
That's
very good.
How I pick.
There it is. 4:44 now. We'll get a quick update on the roads here. Problems in Pace this afternoon.
Yeah. So right now, Highway 90 in Pace, it does look like it is improving, but there is an accident right off of Jernigan Road that is really slowing things down. If you're heading eastbound off the bridge, you're going to see things slowing down after Woodbine Road, and then as well as on Jernigan Road. So just keep that in mind. Hopefully, it'll get cleared up soon. But that, again, eastbound throughout Pace is just going to be real slow moving until you get past the accident. Other than that, we're looking good. And if you see something else on the roads, 850-262-6111. Coming up tonight, we do have a 20% chance of rain with a low of 75. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain. That's mostly going to be in the afternoon. So just keep that in mind. It's 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Guess what tomorrow is, Gracie? It's Apple Event Day.
Ooh, yes. Apple Event Day. Okay.
So we have the latest iPhone, likely the next Apple Watch being released tomorrow, or unveiled tomorrow, I should say. So the event is called Wanderlust, and we've got the iPhone 15, latest Apple Watch, AirPods, which apparently there's nothing changing about the AirPods other than the charging port of switching to USB. But so that's the new update there. But yes, I'm very excited. At the moment, I can't say that I'm planning on upgrading this year. I think I'm going to hold off a year. But you know what, though? Over the past week and a half or so, I have had a suspicious case of where my battery life seems to be draining a lot quicker than it did about 3 weeks ago. Now, I don't know if this is intentional, if this is just in my mind, but I'm wondering. And I got last year's model. This isn't like I'm still carrying around an iPhone 4.
Well, either you're tricking yourself because you actually secretly want a new phone, or your phone knows it's coming up, and I don't want my phone.
See,
to
I feel like that's it.
Phone.
I feel like that the phone knows.
Yeah, that probably is it. In other health, business, and science notes, United Auto Workers Union is just now 3 days away from a possible strike against all three Detroit automakers. So the union wants to raise wants pay raises of 46%, while Ford, General Motors are offering raises between 9% and 14%.
Also, around 15 million homes getting ESPN and ABC back. Disney and Charter reached an agreement today. So for sports fans with Charter, it's been a rough couple of weeks here as they haven't had access to college games on ESPN, but get it back just in time for Monday Night Football.
So I don't know much about sports betting, but DraftKings is apologizing for a September 11th theme betting promotion.
Yeah.
The company offered users a parlay that required the three New York teams to win against win their games today. So the Yankees, the Mets, and the Jets.
Yeah. Little insensitive on that one. Yeah. They called it the Never Forget promotion or something, and obviously encouraging people to bet, you know, in the hopes that New York teams win. So obviously a lot of pushback on that, so they took it down and apologized. Looking at some pop culture notes today, so we have an update on Oliver Anthony. So yeah, he says that he is taking a show on the road. I guess you'd use the word tour loosely because it's not really a tour in the normal sense, but over the next couple of months he's going to be just kind of hitting up some outdoor music festivals kind of around the country. So I wonder if he's going to head this way, but it looks like mostly Kentucky, West Virginia, that sort of thing, but he announced that over the weekend.
Very cool. The Powerball jackpot is well over $500 million now. The top prize in tonight's drawing is going to be worth at least $522 million, and the cash value that works out to just to be about $252 million. So get excited for that.
Yes, and I am much more excited about this than I probably should be, but I've been seeing ads lately for the Golden Bachelor. So this is going to be the new kind of spinoff ABC with the 72-year-old Jerry Turner, along with 22 women, all between the ages of 60 and 75. Gracie, you and I have talked about this in the past where I can get sucked into this sort of thing. What was the Netflix series? Love is Blind. Now, I have in the past watched episodes of The Bachelor. There was one Bachelor way back in the day that I kind of liked, and I like seeing, you know, how things developed over there. It's been a long time since I've watched The Bachelor, but this one will probably suck me in. And I could see my wife also being sucked in with me. And the reason why is because my hope is that there's just not going to be nearly the nonsense, and that it's going to be more, you've got more life experience. You've got, I just think, you know, people that are not going to be messing around and toying with emotions and things like that. So yes, there's going to be a drama, which we all love, and that's what we all want to see. But I think this may be a little bit more authentic in nature than The Bachelor and Bachelorette maybe are, or come across anyway.
Yeah. I never got into The Bachelor as much as, like, you know, people would have bachelor night parties and really get into it. But it's really trickled out where no one's watching it, and I think a lot of people are coming back to watch Jerry Turner.
He's a good 72-year. I mean, that's
a good
72. Yeah,
he's a look.
He doesn't look a day over 53.
Silver fox for sure. And why shouldn't he find love? So I think it's probably going to be
well.
A good
and the update was because nobody knew up until the weekend whether this was going to be, like, you know, gold diggers. Like, was this going to be just 20-somethings?
Yeah.
And no, it's going to be all the women are between 60 and 75. So I'm like, okay, that's awesome. That's exactly how it should be. So I'm excited about that. 4:51 here. We'll take a quick break. Wacky and weird headlines, including a woman in Utah was kind of surprised to find out that people were just pulling over for her with no explanation. I'm all for that. I would love that. You know, if I'm in a pinch, trying to get somewhere, we'll tell you why though. Coming back, it's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Neil Young tribute band Rust and Gold.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
They'll be bringing the Neil Young experience to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten?
4:56 on News Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. We are remembering 9/11 today, and so feel free to text in your experience, where you were, your personal story. We'd love to share it on this Monday. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a quick update on some wacky and weird stories. Still seeing some slowdowns on Highway 90. That's going to be major delays after you get past Woodbine Road eastbound on Highway 90 throughout Pace due to an accident at Jernigan Road. We are seeing things kind of clearing up at the scene of the accident, but definitely still going to see some delays. But just keep that in mind that that is improving. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. And if you see someone else on the roads and have details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to see some rain tomorrow in the afternoon at 50%. Coming up tonight, we have a 20% chance of rain and a low of 75. It is 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, yeah, text line is open, 850-437-1620. Share your 9/11 experiences, and we'll share those. Got a lot of good ones here in hour number one. Tease this coming out of the last segment here. So, and I wish a lot, I'm sure a lot of people in Pace right now wish this was happening to them. A woman in Utah driving around in a car she just bought and couldn't figure out why people in front of her just kept pulling over and letting her pass. Well, it turns out that the previous owner modified the fog lights so they could flash different colors, and they were set to red and blue, so it looked like an unmarked cop car.
Just the way the vehicle appeared, it looked suspicious to this individual. So they took a photo of the car and they called 911 to report the suspicious circumstance.
Yeah, so the lady did head down to the police station, and they let her go after the innocent mistake there, and she was able to get it corrected.
How embarrassing.
That's cool.
Though.
That's awesome. I love that.
That is awesome, though. A new poll, which I don't know if I can really relate to it, but new polls asking men and women about potentially uncomfortable situations with someone of the same gender. So the results are 42% of men say that putting sunscreen on another man's back is uncomfortable. Joe?
That is a disturbingly low number.
Yeah. See, I would be fine doing that for,
I mean, what's 10% of women said the same.
Yeah.
42% of men? That is frighteningly low.
Well, okay, 48% of men are uncomfortable crying in front of another male friend.
I know.
You got to do what you got to do.
Not uncomfortable at all to me.
And 45% of men say they're uncomfortable saying I love you to a male relative.
Also not uncomfortable.
Men
are weird, man.
Yeah, weird poll there, but a funny one for sure. It is just shy of 5 o'clock on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We'll be back for hour number two after an update from WEAR. Feel free to text into 850-437-1620 your September 11th memory to remember all those that we lost.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.